99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello there. Good morning and welcome to Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Azewuni and it's good to be here with you Monday morning. A lot of crazy traffic on Third Mainland Bridge. I have no idea. Well, okay, yeah. Roads are blocked on other ends, so it's pretty heavy. If you're driving that route, just take it easy. Go slow and steady and you get to your destination. Welcome to the show. Throughout August, we've had a conversation with women living with disability, but who are championing various causes and doing very well in their chosen field. And they've been here on Table Talk sharing their journeys with you, encouraging people living with disability on the show. Today, being the last Monday in the month of August, I'm taking a cue from you. If you have someone living with disability that you care for, you're a parent, you're a guardian, you have a child or a sibling or a spouse living with disability, today I'll just like to talk to you about how you're doing. You know, how are you coping? How are you coping? So today is mostly for those who care for people with disability. How are you doing? But you know, as usual, that the show is in two parts. The first part is Table Talk, where I tell you a summary of what my weekend was like. It's basically like a gist of the biggest event for me from the weekend. And then we head on to the main dish. So here's the appetizer.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Well, this weekend, I don't know where you were. I don't know what you were doing, but all eyes were on Delta State. Worry, oh my goodness. Oh my God. There was a beautiful coronation ceremony for the new Olu of Warri. Oh my goodness. This was beauty. I don't know how else to put it, but I was so proud. My eyes welled up with tears as I watched that. So I didn't catch on to it immediately. The coronation was on, but I went back to watch the video. The Ogyame Atuwase III, who's a new Olu of Warri, was a beautiful ceremony at Odesha Kiri, right here in Nigeria. Man, it was beautiful. The most touching part for me was when the new Olu of Warri renounced the curse that his grandfather had placed on Warri and on Nigeria because of some issues that affected him. He was pained and he placed a curse. This new Olu, who's a grandson of that king, renounced that curse, broke that curse, and spoke a blessing in return. Oh my goodness, the power of forgiveness, of love that yields to blessing and multiplication. I was totally, absolutely in awe. Yeah, that's how my weekend was. The Thanksgiving service was yesterday. I was watching that. I was like, oh my goodness, our culture is so beautiful. It's something of pride, and it gives me immense pride to know that Africa, Nigeria, is a pride of place indeed. Well, that's the appetizer.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk.
All right, now to our conversation on Table Talk. Let's talk about people living with disability. Do you have a child, a spouse, a ward, anybody that you care for, that you're taking care of, and who has a disability? How are you coping? That's all we're having on our conversation today. I expect to have a guest join in the show. I hope that she comes in, and she, when she does, she will take it from where we hang the boot. She's right here. Her name is Bukola Adeniji, and she'll be here with me. But in the meantime, if you care for someone living with disability, please tell me how you're doing, how you're coping. The show is live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. The number is to call 0700-993-993-993. If you're a female and you'd like to join, you can call me on 0146-57190. Welcome to Table Talk. Let's talk. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. In this little one, I got.
Welcome.
I really want to thank my mom for all this care for me. Yes, sir. They make my 28 years on that.
Oh, congratulations. Yes. Happy birthday.
I've been there for me.
Hmm.
Beating me, washing my clothes, everything. He never for anyone discouraged me or make me feel bad. I just want to thank my mom especially.
Do you want to mention her name so that she can know the greeting is for her?
Yes, Titinayo. Titinayo is her name. Titinayo. And people, he can even go to my Instagram to help me greet him.
Okay.
To help him thank him.
Okay.
I really want to thank that my mom.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope that she's listening, and I'm really, really happy. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank
keep
you.
Strong. Keep going. You're the best, okay? Thank you for calling. Christopher is on the line from Mikoyi. Hello, Christopher.
Yeah, Shaldi, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
Sorry for the death of your dad.
No, thank you. See, you know I'm trying to not talk about that. You guys don't want me. No. I don't want to talk about it. You can talk to me about it on social media. You don't want me crying on radio now, do you? So let's face the show, okay?
It's okay, my sister. I've been there too.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Talk of disability. My wife's own, you know, she fell down in front of her shop for 6 years. She didn't walk.
Oh, dear.
I was there. At times she will be crying. I'll ask her, why are you crying?
Hmm.
He said, look, she that used to wake up 5 o'clock, do things herself, now she's the one lying down. Oh my God. I thank God for my children. The Bafa, she couldn't walk. She would just be there, doing everything on the bed. Oh, I cried. My eyeball nearly fell out.
Oh, dear.
But at the end, she died.
I'm so sorry.
Strong woman. They call her Margaret Thatcher then. But suddenly, she's down. She couldn't do anything herself. So those who are going through that, I've been there, so I know what they went through, what the pain is.
Thank you very much. Absolutely, I believe so. Thank you for sharing. That's why I've dedicated the month of August to talk about disability, because you are very important and I cannot slide over you. Latif is here from Apapa. Please put up your radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. How are you?
You're welcome. I just want to encourage all those living with disability. I have a child. His name is Yeshua. And he's my first son, and he's 11 years old. 11 years old this September.
Okay.
And it has not been easy, but one thing that has kept me going all these years is that I have just concluded in my mind that I love him, and I'll always be there for him. It has not been easy, but I have come to enjoy every moment I spend with him.
Thank you.
And if you can hear him, he's the one shouting at the background.
Hi, darling.
So, for me, I enjoy being with him, and I'm proud of him, and I'm not ashamed of him.
Yeah.
I take him out. We went to public places.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some time ago, we went to ShopRite.
Good.
And everybody was just looking at the two of us, and I was really proud of him.
Yeah. I am very proud of you too. Well done, Daddy. Thank you very much for being there for him. Thank you for calling. Latif, thank you. Davu is on the line. Let's see. Oh, I can't get you in here. Oh, okay. From Lekki. He's calling in from Lekki. Davu, welcome to the show.
A very good morning to you.
Good morning.
I just want to really commend your station, especially for this program.
Thank you.
Because I think for you committing yourself to the people who are less privileged in our society, they are the most relegated. But you having time for them, may the Lord continue to reward you and reward your station.
Amen. Thank you.
My dad was bedridden for 21 years.
Whoa.
Do you know what it means for you to wash someone's defecation?
Mm.
I did that for 9 years. And when I came to Lagos to hustle money for school fees because I needed to further my studies, my best friend took that role and did it for 11 years.
Wow.
My dad was a crippled man.
I'm sorry.
And he's late now. But every time, he always say that God will reward everyone. And I see him lying down. Do you know what it means to lie down on the bed for 21 years?
I can imagine.
21 years.
Hmm.
These are experiences that I can never forget. but I want to honor parents who have children who are less privileged and who are disabled. Mm. I want to give them hope. I'll send you a picture of a boy that I saw on Instagram. That's why every September 24th, my birthday, I always go with some money to celebrate with the less privileged. I just, no matter how little, I share with them and I pray with them.
Yeah.
Some of them who are much more younger, I always tell them that one day they will get married and they will give birth to children without deformity, just the way my father gave birth to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Adejora, is that the name? Is here from Agodo. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah, the topic is...
Please, can you tell me your name? I didn't quite get it properly.
Okay. My name is Adedoja.
Adedoja, okay. Welcome.
Yeah. The topic you have this morning is very, very, very dear to my heart.
Mm.
I don't have disabled children, but I have a home where I look after children with disability, especially abandoned children with disability. It is a lot of work. Many, many parents are not able to cope.
Yeah.
They are actually dumping their children because of the situation.
Mm.
So for those who are taking care of their children, I doff my hat to them.
Mm.
It's a lot of work. I'm doing it out of passion.
Yeah.
Even though government gives us the children, they call us, oh, a child has been dumped, go to this police station and pick the child. They don't give anything for their care. So we depend on the goodwill of Nigerians.
Mm.
And Nigerians are very, 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 very good when it comes to this. So
I'm glad to hear that.
So the parents, I wish you, you know, all the best.
Mm.
And I pray that God will continue to strengthen you.
Amen.
Bringing this topic up.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. And great job you're also doing. Keep the good work up.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. All right. So you guys make me so glad that I've done this for 4 straight weeks. 4 weeks throughout the month of August. Every Monday in August has been focused on people living with disability because you're very important people. I know you're there listening, and I'm glad that you find a sense of belonging here in Nigeria Info. Tony is here from Ayobo. Welcome to Table Talk.
Pamimo, yes, you are a jewel of a human being.
Thank you.
I celebrate you every time. I'm getting to 70.
Mm.
You are a jewel.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I recall maybe about a year or two ago, you said we are visiting children with cancer patients.
Yes.
Who are cancer patients.
Yes.
You know, and I have celebrated you on air in Sherif's program.
Mm.
Thank you for what you are doing.
Thank you.
The Lord will be good to you.
Amen.
And your household.
Amen.
Let me say this. I am passionate about churches doing things for disabled people.
Hmm.
I am in a group in the church that look after people who are needy.
Okay.
And sometimes we have visually disabled, you know, incapacitated people. And they come and they think people avoid them. Believing that, loss of sight is infectious and they don't want to come to church anymore.
Hmm.
I am also visually disabled.
Hmm.
You know, but then I try to reach out. I think churches should have a program where these people can acquire skills.
Absolutely.
I try to get information from Society of the Blind, the school they have at Oshodi.
Mm-hmm.
And I was awestruck when I heard that the school fees that they charge blind people is 175,000 naira per year.
Hmm.
I think that is unfortunate. What are the big churches doing?
Yeah.
I am intellectually capable.
Hmm.
I struggle to do a lot of things on my own. Some of us can acquire a laptop and be useful to society.
Hmm.
Blind people in US, they do a lot of things for people.
Yes, they do. They do the work.
So please, I wish your people are listening.
Hmm.
Let us salvage these ones and know they are human beings. There was a case I had to handle in another church, you know, a child that had an obstetrics issue, you know, when she was being born, you know, could not sit down after 3 years. And you know what they did? They said that the boy is a python. And they had to
abandon
the child in the village and died. Yes.
What?
A medical doctor who said this, a medical doctor pastor who said this. I couldn't believe it.
What?
In USU, I'm telling you, my name is Tony Chude. I wish they are listening. In U.S., these children are cared for. Absolutely. I'm an elder brother to Achike Chude. I'm sure you know Achike Chude.
Oh, he's your brother?
Yes, he's my younger brother.
Oh, wow.
Well, more in U.S., the U.S. government takes care of these children throughout their lifetime.
Mm, yeah. Thank you very much. I hear you. And I also believe, thank you very much, sir, for calling. I have a friend who takes care and teaches children living with autism. And there's an outreach that she had. In fact, I think I should even... I see if I can still get her on here, where she targets churches because she's a Christian. Whatever religion you practice, in religious places, people still do not have enough knowledge about disability. And you find people, in fact, she said, if you see her Facebook post, her name is Adeola Edema. You can see her on Facebook. She put up a post about how she had taken children with autism from the school to the church, you know, just to help them get integrated. And after a while, the pastor calls them and says, please don't come to my church anymore. We can't handle these children. They're too rowdy. They're disturbing our service. But you know that children living with autism are, I mean, that's how they express themselves. So there's not enough understanding, and that's particularly why we've had this show for the month of August. Okay. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Put off your radio quickly.
Yeah, I've done that.
Thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Elizabeth.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Please, thank you so much for this great program you're having.
Thank you.
So, I have a special child.
Okay.
Who's she has hearing impaired issue.
Okay.
So she's now 16 years, and it started when she was 3 years old.
Oh.
She wasn't deaf, she wasn't dumb, but all of a sudden, and she wasn't sick.
Hmm.
It just happened, and then I started taking her everywhere. But there was no solution, only to give her a hearing aid.
Hmm.
And after the hearing aid, she developed muco in her ears, and it wasn't useful again. And then she was recommended to go. We take her to India for cochlear implants.
Mm.
But we couldn't do that because we didn't have that resources to do that.
Mm.
And then I enrolled her into a special school.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy for me from Lekki to Surulere. And it was so bad. I lost everything.
Mm.
Up to now, have not recovered.
Mm.
And now she's in a secondary school, which is very far from where we are living.
Hmm.
So it has been a journey for me to handle such a child.
Hmm.
And then because of her, I decided to assist parents who have this same kind of children in my local government.
Great, great. Well done.
I go from home to pick them to my house.
Hmm.
I have to learn the language to assist these children.
Hmm.
So I discovered that a number of women or mothers who are not able to do this commitment.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
It is a lot of work, and I'm going to tell you, well done, and thank you for being there for her and for all the other children in your community. Kudos to you. Well done. I'm super proud of you. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, I need to go on a break right now. I need to go. I need to go. Yes, I hear you, but I'm really due for a break. I hear you. I'm sorry, but I'm due for a break. I don't want to cut you off. I'll be right back. Yeah, welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on Table Talk. And throughout the month of August, I've dedicated it to talking about disability, demystifying disability, and just bringing, in fact, having people living with disability as my guests in the studio, and also speaking to them and encouraging them that you can absolutely, under the circumstances, be the best that you can be. And today it's open mic for everyone who is caring for, taking care of. You have a parent, a child, a sibling, a spouse, or just wards that you care for as guardian who live with disability, and I'm asking you how you're doing. You're doing a great job, just to let that out. You're doing a fantastic job caring for people with disability, no matter the form of disability. And just know that I'm rooting for you here. I'm cheering for you here and telling you well done. Or 700-993-993-993 is the number to call. If you're a female, you can call me on 01-46-57-190. Welcome back to the show. We've got some more 20 minutes before I leave. The show is live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can join the show there and leave me your thoughts and comments on social media. Let's go. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Antonia.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
I'm actually visually impaired.
Okay.
I'm married. I have a baby.
Oh, awesome. Yay.
And I also go to schools for persons with disability to encourage them.
Uh-huh. Good.
I go to Oshodi Vocational Training Center for the Blind every Friday.
Cool.
To have 1 hour with them. And there's this school for persons that have autism,
mm-hmm.
people on wheelchair that are deaf and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
We combine them in a home at that Akoka site.
Okay.
I also go there to encourage them. Some of them, I even sponsor them in school.
Great.
Even with the fact that I also have a challenge. And most Sundays, I take them to church.
Awesome. Oh, I love you. Great. Well done.
We charter bus, or sometimes we use the school bus.
Uh-huh.
I have to pay the driver that will bring them to school. They come sometimes in 60s, in 100s. Even when I was preparing for my wedding, they came.
Hmm. Great.
So you're really doing a good
Thank
job.
You.
Creating this awareness.
Thank you.
In the hearts of people.
Thank you. And well much. Done to you too. Thank you for all that you do for them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. All right. Thank you very much. This is so good to hear. Well done. Well done. Well done. Okay. I've got Elizabeth on the line. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. So what I was saying before concerning the children with disability that I picked in my local government.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So there isn't a place where I use for them. I actually use my sitting room for them.
Oh, okay.
And which is not conducive enough. And so I don't know, I need help where I could have a place where these children can have education.
Mm.
Because in this local government, we don't have a school for them.
You can talk to the local government chairman. Possibly that's...
I've done that, called him, went to the office, submitted applications. Like, I don't know what else to do. Other bigger schools that are here, they are collecting a sum of money that I don't know which kind of parents could pay that money.
Mm.
1 million. And my daughter is schooling away from where I stay at Idimu. And I'm paying 400,000.
Whoa.
Yes.
Per term?
Per term. 400,000.
Whoa.
And when it arrived to that time where I have to pay that school fee, I don't know. I have to run around.
I get you. I get you.
In fact,
I hear you, Elizabeth. What I'll ask you to do is to share this on your social media. I mean, you can find people in your location who will be willing to help. You know, people will be possibly able to follow up from there. You think that can work?
This is like four or five years I've been doing this.
Well done.
Going around begging people to assist these children.
I must tell you that you're doing well. You're doing very well. Even with the available resources, you're doing well. Thank you, Elizabeth, for calling back. I've got my guest in the show. She's joining me here right now. And if you're watching live on YouTube, you can watch us, or on Facebook, you can join the show there and see what we're doing here. My guest is right here with me in the show. She is Bukola Hadeniji, and she's someone living with disability. We're doing fantastic. You know, the month of August is for lauding. I'm just blowing your trumpet all over the place. Bukola, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You want to turn to your left a little? Left. Yeah, perfect. That's good. Welcome to the show. We have a few more minutes, and today I'm just celebrating people living with disability and those who care, who are guardians and parents and wards taking care of people living with disability. So welcome to the show. Tell me what you do.
I make cakes for location.
You can remove your mask because you're a bit far from me, so we can hear you. And then lean forward a bit towards your microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. Go ahead.
I make cakes for location.
You make cakes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, now. Where's my cake? That's cool. Tell me about your journey. How do you cope? You have a beautiful smile. I love that.
Well, I've been making cakes before I lost my sight.
Okay.
That's far back as 99 when I left my secondary school. So I have passion for cake making.
Mm.
So immediately I finished my secondary school, I lost my dad.
Oh.
Because initially I want to go for mass communication.
Okay.
So since my dad is no more, so I have to pick up the passion I have for catering.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a catering school. That is where I have my certificate in catering. So ever since then, I've been doing cake.
Awesome. Fantastic. Tell me about your journey. I mean, you've hinted me. When did this disability begin?
2013.
What happened?
I have high fever and measles.
Measles and high fever. How old were you?
I was 32 then.
One would think this would only happen to babies?
Mm.
You know,
measles at adults is very, very dangerous.
Mm.
You know, it can make some people deaf.
Yeah.
Some will have issues with their legs. So it depends on the part of the body the measles hit.
Mm.
So mine happens to be my sight.
Mm.
And, you know, my younger sisters, they were busy taking care of me, carrying me up and down. Mm-hmm. So they were not even concentrating on the sight.
Mm.
So it was when I started recovering, we now find out that the sight is going gradually.
Mm.
So after making a lot of attempts from going to hospital, different hospital, so that is where we find out that the sight cannot be revived.
Reversed.
Yes.
Mm. So, tell me, how did you adjust?
That's a big one.
Yeah, right. I know.
I spent 4 years at home thinking and crying. At the time, I used to ask my sister for 10 naira.
Oh, my goodness.
So one day she asked me, what do I want to use 10 naira for? I said, I want to get a blade to cut my two ribs off so that I can just bleed to death.
Oh, my goodness.
Because my sight is what I use in baking my cakes.
Mm.
So how will I do all this thing again?
Mm.
So, you know, when this thing happened, a lot of friends, they stopped coming around. They stopped calling.
Hmm.
So I felt alone.
Yeah.
Thank God I have lovely sisters because we are four girls.
Mm-hmm.
I happens to be the first
child.
So my radio become my best friend.
Hmm.
I started listening to different programs on radio. One lucky day, I was listening to Sharing Life Issue.
Hmm, yeah.
That's IBK and Moses.
Hmm.
So when I put the call through, thank God my call went through.
Mm.
So now I was crying on the phone. They were like, what happened? I said, this is my situation.
Mm.
And my friend have stopped coming around. IBK now promised me that they are going to be my friend from
Aww.
Now. So they start calling. They call me all the time. They check on me. So one day IBK called me that she wanted to give my number to a guy. I said, who is the guy? He said, okay. She just wants to have the permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no problem. When she did, a guy called in the evening, happens to be Victor Otuya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works with Max FM.
Yeah.
Victor start calling, start looking out for me. So one day he called that, do you know you can still go back to your catering business? I was like,
How?
My catering... I was like, how? He said, okay, there's this rehabilitation school at Oshodi.
Yeah.
I said, school? Me that have my shop, I've started making my money. You're not telling me going back to school. I was like, no, that's a no for me. You know, he has to take that stress of coming down to my place again in order just to bring me out of my
house.
So when he left, my sister and I said, why don't I give it a try? I said, what try? At this age, I beg, I'm not going. My sister now said, okay, she's going to go to that school, go and make inquiry and get me the form. I said, no problem. So when she went to that school, she came back, she said, Ebony, because they call me Ebony because of my complexion.
Yeah.
I said, yes. She said, you have gone to that school and you are finished. I said,
are you going on my behalf?
She said, because she saw a lot of visually impaired people moving around, some are even running. I'm like, my sister.
How can they run?
So when we finished the filling of that form, she took it back. They called me for an interview.
Hmm.
You know, the matron happens to interview me, and she was like, wow, you do all these things before your sight? I said, yes. I said, yeah, you can still do it. I said, me? I said, okay. Okay, they said
so it was at the school at Oshodi that you learned
yes.
the skill to
come back to life.
So how are you doing right now?
I'm doing fine.
Hell yeah, now. You just didn't bring cake for me. That's the only part. So if you're listening there, the essence of this show throughout the month of August, like I've said over and over again, is to encourage you.
Yeah.
You know, don't give up. Mm. Life happens. In different shape. Different things happen. Some people don't lose their sight, or they're still able to walk. Some people, nothing is wrong with them physically, but life has happened to them and they're facing huge challenges. The challenges are in different shades and colors, but you need to roll up your sleeves. Don't give up. That's why I'm here telling you there's always something else you can do, okay? Yes. Don't give up. Put a smile on your face. Mm. Tell yourself, this is life. Abby, we're going to do life. We're still here. We're going to do life. And for everybody who's taking care of people living with disability, Ebony's Sisters has a shout out to you. Thank you for being there for her. And for every other person, well done to you all. You're doing a very great job. All right. I have a lot of people who call in to say, and a lot of reference has been made to the school at Oshodi, but most of the callers I've had say it's quite expensive, you know, for people living with disability who want to get training on knowing what else to do. How expensive was it for you?
Well, it was, but thank God I skipped through. You know, the fee then was 150. So
For how many months?
For one year.
Okay.
So they make it easy. Part time you can pay 50. The second time you can pay 50. Then the third time you can pay 50.
Okay.
So they make it that easy.
Okay, you can pay in installments.
Yes. So I think the first time, that was there, I started collecting pass to go out myself.
Ah.
I could remember my first outing. I called my younger sister. She got married at Ebitemeta. That's where she stays.
Okay.
And I called her that I'm on my way. I'm coming to her place. You won't believe she and her husband went to go and wait for me at Costain. So when I came down from the BRT, I just saw like two people hugging me together. I was like, what? They were like, how do you do it? I said, well,
I've been taught.
So I'm here. So they were very happy.
Yeah.
I can come out on my own.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
You came here by yourself
yes,
today.
Yes, I did.
That's it. And all my years, maybe this is one of the reasons that, you know, it's made it easy for me. I've had colleagues who worked at radio stations who come from home by themselves in public buses and they go back home by themselves.
I did the same thing this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. See, so don't get, I know some of you are still in your houses. Like Ebony was. I like the name Ebony, so I'm going to stick with it because she's beautiful. Now, like she did, possibly your radio is a best friend and you're listening to me. You've been listening every Monday since I started this series in August. I hope that you're getting your acts together. I hope that you're reaching out and ask. I had a guest here who even gave you her contact. She's the Southwest coordinator for people living, Association of the Blind. Yeah, that's what they call it. And she has told you how you can reach her. She's Kehinde Akinremade. You can check her. You know her?
Yeah, very well.
She's been here on the show. So you can check her out on Facebook and she can also tell you what to do. So if you're around them, give them all the support, all the love that they can get. Let's go back to the phone lines. The phone lines are buzzing like fire. All right, 0700-993-993-993. If you're female, call me on 01-4657-190. I have a few more minutes to go, but let's make it worth the while. Now, who's here? I can't see who's here. All right, let it go. Okay, thank you. All right, you guys try again. I think we logged you all out, but you can try now. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can leave me your thoughts there and also watch the live feed over there right now. 0700-993-993-993. You can call and join the show. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've already... Good morning, Wemimo. My name is Paul.
Welcome, Paul. Thank you for calling.
Yes, yes. I really appreciate what you have done in Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a problem with my sight too. I have my physical...
Okay. Can you speak louder, a little louder?
Okay. I say I am a physical challenge person.
Okay.
Yes, I had the issue. I had the problem 2016. So I cannot see, you know.
2016.
Yes, 2016, and quite unfortunately, it happened in my 40s. You know, yes. Although I know I had issue some years back, a policeman slapped me. He gave me those slap they call dirty slap.
Uh oh.
My two eye,
Oh my goodness.
Those are my two eyes like that. So since then, I've been starting having pains in my eyes.
Oh my goodness.
About some years back. So that is how I've been battling with it, until 2015, the thing finally packed up.
So how are you doing now?
Yes, I'm fine. It's just that, like others have said, I happen to marry a good wife.
Oh, good.
That have been taking care of me. Everything about me is all about my wife.
Hmm.
No.
Are you working currently? Are you doing anything for yourself?
No, I'm not doing anything.
But I hope you've been listening to me all month long that it's possible for you to work.
Yes. Unfortunately, I don't know why I've been missing this program because I'm a fan of Nigeria Info.
Oh, are you saying you're joining this series for the first time today?
For the first time.
You are in luck. It's good. I'm glad you're even here. You're in luck. So my beautiful Ebony is here and she's going to tell you where to go to. I would like to hear your testimony after now, maybe months later when you call me to say, because Ebony came on this show, I realized I could still do something for myself. You don't have to sit at home. You can live life.
Okay.
You can.
Okay.
You can.
Okay.
All right. So keep listening. She's going to tell you what to do and where to go. We'll mention it again.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
then,
you.
I don't know. Wemimo, don't
yes.
know the, how we can do it because I almost committed suicide.
Ah no! Don't do that.
Yes, but I was in depression for 2 years.
I understand.
2 years.
I understand.
Not until I had a word, you know, in my dream. So when I came up. That was how the depression left.
I'm glad to know that. So what I need you to do is I'm glad that you're out of depression. And it is permissible for you to feel depressed, but don't let it go on for too long. I mean, when something happens to you in your 30s, in your 20s, whatever time it happens, it's not nice. So it's going to hit you. That's natural. It's natural for you to feel sad and depressed, but don't stay there for too long. Shake it off after a while and then pick yourself up. So let's tell you what you can do going forward, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling. This is Table Talk. I'm so happy I've had this series all through August. I feel so happy. I feel so happy. All right, let's mention for the sake of our last caller, because we have just 2 more minutes, and for others who are listening, Ebony, for people who are visually impaired, where can they go to?
They can go to vocational training school at Kapa Oshodi.
That's it?
Pick up the form and start from there.
I think you should go there first.
Yes,
just go have a feel of what is happening
in that environment. Yeah,
I think that would even encourage you.
Yes.
And you have a community of people who you can share with, you know, people who understand. And know this for truth, Nigeria Info understands and we identify with you. Pata pata, you get. We're here for you and you can do better. Let's squeeze in one final call and then we run out. Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Let's make this happen in about 1 minute. Good morning.
My name is Olari Waju.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Actually, I was so encouraged by Ebony.
Good.
Yeah, I was so encouraged and impressed.
Thank
actually,
you.
Actually, mine started around 2010. I just had an incident. After that, I was discovered that I have a glaucoma.
Hmm.
And that was when I was in the eye institution. And I'm the one struggling myself, sponsoring myself along the line. So I need to drop out. Due to medication. So, I was moving on with the journey.
Yeah.
It was so tough. Honestly, like what the last girl said, even that thought always comes to my mind then. But I just thank God for the lucky wife, the angel that God sent to me.
Aww.
But that make me strong. I called you on confession.
Oh, Thursday.
Okay.
I remember.
I was so appreciated. But, you know, the only thing that, you know, I told you that the only thing that is giving me body that I need to do something.
My time is almost up and I believe in you. That's why I've been doing this. I believe in all of you. I believe that you can be the best ever, you know, with the circumstances on ground. And I encourage you to find a way out of that.
I would love it.
My time is up. My time is up. Okay, Ebony?
Okay,
all right. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, Bukola Deneji. That was on Facebook, on my Instagram. Bukola Adeniji.
There you go. Yes. Just search for her on Facebook or Instagram, Bukola Adeniji. I'm sure you'll be glad to give them pointers as to what to do. Right? Anyone who needs guidance on what to do,
yes,
she'll be there to guide you. Bukola, thank you very much. I'm glad you made it to the show. It would have pained me if you didn't. I'm glad you made it to join me on Table Talk. Thank you. All right, it's a wrap, guys. For next month, although I'm going on leave towards the end of this week, but when I come back, Table Talk is shifting to men. We've been talking about women for the last quarter. Let's talk about men. I'm focusing on men. Even my Instagram page is about men. I'm talking to you because I see that you are important in when we talk about women's rights, gender equality. Men are very important and you play vital roles. And you also need to be talked to and talked about. Let's give you also a platform. How about that? I hope that makes you feel good. All right, guys, I'm out of here, but I'm not leaving yet. I still have another show coming up later in the day. I'm still here on Nigeria Info. Follow me on social media at Wemimo Sport. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Thank you very much for listening to the show. You can be more. You can do more. Don't give up.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.